Today's episode is brought to you by Emco Beauty. Affordable, luxe for less, and cruelty-free beauty with every product under $50. Amazing, right?
We don't have time for this. We'd like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land where we make this podcast, the Garigal and the Gayamagal people. We pay our respects to all First Nation elders, past, present, and emerging.
Hey, bestie.
Do you know what I don't have time for?
Oh my god, I love this podcast so much, you guys.
Hey, best. Hi, Jim. Hey, Sam.
Do you know what I don't have time for this week?
Imposter syndrome.
I love support.
What do I do with that?
Thank you.
Hello and welcome to Bestie Hotline.
Bring, bring.
I'm Kate Reed.
And I'm Gemma Peanut.
And you are the DLs. It's Friday. And you're here to hear us squeeze out the advice juice from the bulging delimonade tree.
And Revsy, the juice is always worth the squeeze.
Is it? That's debatable. Well, you keep coming back, DL, so as long as you're here, we'll be squeezing. We'll be like those old Italian ladies in the tomato buckets.
Yes.
Or the grape buckets, whatever they, what are they juicing?
Grapes. Barrels.
Barrel.
Wine.
Wine.
Yes.
The wine feet ladies.
Yes.
Except for lemons.
I love this analogy.
Who has called the Bestie Hotline today?
DL writes, "Hi, Gem and Revs. I have a type of a dilemma, which I believe is likely relevant to young school-aged parents / children. My daughter has recently started daycare and the birthday invitations have started rolling in. But how do we politely say no to going? Not only do I not know these parents, but I barely know the child. I've never met the parents, the child I see at daycare, but I've also never been to their home. My daughter has quite a lot of social anxiety, and at 3 years old, she is very troubled by unfamiliar spaces. We're working on it. But I also do not wish to attend a birthday party at someone's house that I do not know, nor have ever been to. Furthermore, on the invitation to my daughter, it didn't even have the parents' names on the invite to RSVP to, just a phone number. So I am supposed to rock up to this person's house with a gift for a child I barely know to celebrate their birthday? Help."
I think we can all agree that daycare parties are the worst.
What?
They're the worst.
I disagree.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. I'm really looking forward to this backflip. Off you go, Gem. Tell us why daycare parties are wonderful.
Well, you've got me thinking, like, I want to unpack why you would think they're the worst. Is it because it is not a drop and run and you as a parent have to hang about?
That's one reason, yeah.
You've got to do all the small talk.
Yep. With people you don't know.
Yeah.
In a house you don't know.
Yep.
As she put, with a kid you don't give two shits about.
I will admit, I am not looking at this through the lens of having a socially anxious kid.
Yes.
Which is that additional layer for our DL. If my kid was socially anxious and there was a whole management routine that went into that to get them in the door, get them comfortable.
And then they just stand there the whole time, Velcro to you while you make small talk with Jane, who you will never see again after this daycare when she moves to the Central Coast and you move to wherever and your kids are never friends ever again.
All right, you're not selling it to me.
Listen, may I posit that when your kids were in daycare, you held parties for them and maybe they would have one or two friends from daycare, but mostly it was like family friends.
You're absolutely correct.
Okay, she's talking about people she doesn't know, randoms, and it's filling up her weekends.
Okay, if she looks at them as like, random, I don't know your house, I don't want to buy a gift for your child who I barely know, you didn't even put your name on the RSVPs, we're not even on a name basis. Why is she so worried about politely saying no?
Well, yeah.
Because I suspect those parents also don't give a fuck about you. That if you were like, you know what? We can't make it. They're not like, going to be like, aww.
Who was that again?
I was really looking forward to learning about Tracy and Scott.
Okay. All right. So I have advice.
Go on then.
Straight advice. Served cold.
On ice.
Polite decline.
Yes.
You know, you don't have to spend your weekends buying gifts and then taking a child who doesn't want to go somewhere you don't want to go to someone's house who potentially doesn't want you there.
Like, so in short, DL,
don't go.
You've overthought it.
However, we so often get messages, DMs, posts in the Facebook group, dilemmas all the time about how do I make mum friends? How do I make adult friends? How does my kid who was a pandemic baby have local friends? Well, this is one way.
Yeah.
And I understand it's uncomfortable and it's not very fun. And no, it's not how you dreamt about spending your Saturdays and Sundays. But if you want to be social on the weekends with your two, three, four-year-old, world, this is kind of how it's done.
I'm just going to put it out there. I don't think our DL cares to be social.
No, it doesn't sound like
She's made that very clear.
Yeah. Well, thanks for joining us. Privacy Hotline.
Can I throw out the flip side of this?
Yes, of course.
So with Rafa, in her last 2 years before she went to school, she really started to forge friendships in fire with her daycare friends.
Like, poetic gems here.
Talking ride or die, mates.
Yep.
And I had the opposite issue. I didn't have a kid who was highly anxious. I had a kid who FOMO'd. So there were occasions where I would politely decline a birthday party because I just didn't want to spend my weekend ferrying my kids to a party.
We had other shit on or
exactly.
whatever.
Exactly. The issue I had to deal with was daycare on Monday and the whole class is like, how good was Polly's party? And they all reminisce about how amazing Polly's party.
Really?
Yeah. Yes. And then I have Raf go, and I quote, she said, Mummy, I need you to be friends with Polly's mummy. And I was like, where is this coming from? Like, I RSVP'd no ages ago. I completely forgot about Polly's party. And I was like, why do you need mummy to be friends with Polly's mummy? And she said, oh, because I didn't get invited to her party. And I was like, oh. And then I said, no, Raf, you were invited. So why didn't I go? Because mummy needs a rest.
Mummy didn't want to make small talk with people she didn't know on a Sunday in July.
Ah.
Well, that's a first because I have never heard a kid retain a party until Isla's year, which is like year four.
Oh, no, Raf does.
Oh, my God.
And all of her year did. I think from memory, it was a Sunday party.
Okay. So it was yesterday.
Yes. And actually, now that I recall it, we were double booked.
Okay.
Like genuinely double booked. And I just prioritized the other activity.
Sure you were.
I was.
Sure. I've said no to many a party because I didn't want to. And I stand by it. And sometimes the weekend is too full. It's like any social thing. I think it's really interesting that we think, and I'm not saying to do this to everything, but we think these things are a bigger deal than they are if we just think of our own social lives. You know, sometimes you'll get a text from a friend to be like, hey, random last minute thing, but do you want to do dinner tonight? Sometimes you're like, totally. And sometimes like, actually, babe, I've had a huge day at work and I just can't face it tonight, but can do next week. And it's not a big deal.
No.
Or sometimes someone's like, hey, having a barbecue for Nath's birthday, come over and you're like, oh, sorry, we can't that day. Fine.
It's okay.
It's okay. Just because there's an invitation in the bag doesn't mean you have to go. Like, it's totally okay to say no to these things. The week is crazy.
Weekends.
As your kids get older, they get crazier. Or their sacred family time.
Yeah.
Or if you've got daycare age kids, sometimes everybody needs a rest.
Do you know what I see a lot of mums get their knickers in a knot over? Their own kids' party.
And inviting the whole class?
Not necessarily inviting the whole class, but they need it to go perfectly.
Oh, right.
I am one of these people.
I was going to say.
Who poured a lot of energy into worrying about the events around my kids' parties. Have I catered enough? Do I need booze? Because it's in the afternoon. Should I supply that? Do I need party bags? Are kids into party bags? But what if they turn up and say, where's our party bag? How much do I put in the party bag? Lollies, do they want sugar? Is that a bad idea?
Is but everything going to end up in landfill?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, just
and
worrying.
And it's 2 a.m.
Yeah. So much worrying.
So much worrying.
And really, if you put yourself in the position of a parent attending a party, do you care about that shit? No.
Nope.
You're just glad there's someone who's happy to entertain your kids for 2 hours.
Yeah.
I personally never saw daycare parties as a ball ache. Because I personally really appreciated my kids having an activity that took up 2 hours of the weekend.
Yeah.
You know, rather than being faced with a whole afternoon and going, all right, I got 4 hours till bedtime, you know?
I think that is, as you said, though, having social frothers for kids is a totally different thing than socially anxious kids.
Yes.
We've all seen or been that mum at a party with the Velcro kid who like maybe just warms up in the last 20 minutes and then it's time to go. And, you know, the whole thing's been really huge energy exchange for everybody, for you, for your kid. And like, yeah, sometimes you don't have it in you that week and it's fine. I also do understand, although I laugh about it, I do understand the resentment of buying a bunch of presents, you know, especially at the moment when it's like, I don't know, what does a 4 year old, what does a 3 year old want? What does a 2 year old, you know, like, and it's just another thing on the list for the week, not to like totally ruin birthdays.
coming from our resident, gifts are her love language.
Yeah, but love being the operative word.
Completely
for a random
understand.
Kid who gave my kid hand, foot and mouth one time. Mm-hmm. No, it's not a love language because I don't love you. I don't even know you. I don't even know the parent's name. Like, it's fine for me to be like, absolutely not. I'm not attending, not buying presents. No.
I mean, if our DL is having difficulty around saying no, then I want to encourage her to be in the party planner's position and ask herself, if you received a text saying, thank you so much for inviting Jessica, unfortunately, she's not free to attend. All the best. Would that mum?
Sincerely, HR.
But genuinely, would our DL care?
No, they'll be like, oh, cool, one less mouth
kid
to feed,
yeah.
One less party bag, one to less make, whatever. Yeah. And she probably goes, oh, who's this? I don't know who this person is. I guess if you take it to the extreme, if every kid couldn't come, then there's no party. But like really, realistically, how many kids do you need to make it a party? 5, 6? Hopefully there's some family members
in
there.
I'd say that's sufficient.
Yeah, I know. I really think it's absolutely fine. I would just sling a text and be like, thanks so much to the invite for Joshua's party. Unfortunately, we can't make this one, but have a great day.
Mm. Done. Gosh, party invitation politics, hey?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I hate being this bitch all the time, but so happy to be in the stage of parenting I'm at where it's like my kids each choose 2, maybe 3 friends and we take them somewhere to do a thing. It's not a party.
But to our DL with the anxious kid, I just want to say that you are not alone.
No.
I've been seeing on the news lately, I don't know if you've seen this, Revs, but Rafa School hosted like a PNC school progress evening with all of the parents. And one of the biggest takeaways is they just got funding for an anxiety program. For the school that's about to be rolled out. And they shared stats about how many kids now are showing school refusal.
Yeah, a post-pandemic thing, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So this is common.
Yeah, these little babes, they grew up and we all just stayed home and there were no parties.
Yeah.
If we did have parties, they were on Zoom. So it makes a lot of sense. But even I remember when my kids, like when Isla was at daycare party age pre-pandemic, there was always almost half the kids were not out there running around loving a party.
At what age though, Revs? Because
daycare.
There is, yeah, but there's a tipping point with daycare. Like with daycare, are we including preschool?
Yeah, anytime before school. So like from like 2 to 5, there's always kids who are not ready to join in or just want to sit with their mom or just want to watch from a distance or maybe dip their toe in, but it's not for them. Like, of course there is. Think about humans, like just generally, that some people just aren't as in there and loving a party as other people. Some people prefer parallel play or a quiet little one-on-one play date rather than a big rambunctious sugar-fueled princess party. You know, it's not for everyone.
Well, what I really hope for our DL is that her daughter does over time develop a core group of friends and then she can do a drop and run party because those are a game changer.
Well, that I have time for.
That's when you buy yourself a couple of hours, you book yourself in for a nail appointment, a hair appointment.
Just a coffee and peace.
Just a sit down and scroll, whatever you need.
It's a real level up.
Yeah.
What do you guys reckon? Jump in the Facebook group. Tell us, is it totally fine if you're not a dear friend to not go to the daycare birthday party? You know what I think. We know what Jem thinks. What's the consensus? Have we got this one right?
DLs, we hope you have a wonderful weekend planned, not filled with kids' parties.
Or filled with them if you love parties. You do you.
And as always, we will be back in your ears bright and early on Tuesday.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Ad break.
Got to keep the lights on.
Hey, Jem, want to play a game?
Do I ever not want to play a game?
Okay, if you lost your makeup bag, what are the 3 MCO Beauty products you would immediately repurchase?
Flawless Glow Luminous Skin Filter.
Okay, they didn't even hesitate.
Well, it's my first step. Primer, concealer in one.
And it creates that dewy finish that we love.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so number 2 would be the Super Glow Bronzing Drops.
Knew it. Called it.
I mean, I love the Sun-Kissed Bronze look, obviously. Especially as we're going into the cooler months, Rebsy.
It's so hydrating.
Yep. And my last pick would be...
Extend Lash Mascara.
Ah, of course. My fave.
Well, it's everyone's favourite tubular mascara, actually.
So DLs, head into Chemist Warehouse, Woolworths, Big W, or jump online to mcobeauty.com to stock up on all of their cult faves.
And check out their new products today.